Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon. This is another Parents Coach of Parents PCP Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And again, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show as always. I hate to say it, but every time I come up with one, I think it's just another wonderful show. You know, anytime I get a chance to share some views and thoughts and bring some insight to anyone's life, I think it makes for a wonderful show. And what we do here on the PCP Network, we just share our thoughts and ideals from, you know, other parents around the country, and just make sure that you have a full understanding of different things that you are actively involved in. You know, we normally focus around student athletes and sports and, you know, making sure that we have a full understanding of how to best support our children and their endeavors. But, you know, from time to time, we may slide off track and talk about a few other things. But I normally like to stay focused and stay tuned and stay engaged on the side of student athletes and sports. But what I'm going to talk about here today, parents, I'm going to talk about a support system. I know that wasn't up on the site, but I haven't had a chance to get out there and edit it, the page this week, but I want to talk about support system. Now, when I talk about support system, that not only applies to you, but it also applies to your student athlete as well. You know, and I know I'm kind of off my normal format. I haven't gave my man Mr. Keith Wright no props yet. You know, wondering if he's out there trying to get some workouts in for this upcoming NBA draft, and I hope the young man fares well. But I'm going to try to get to him before the end of the show. I wanted to get into this topic because this here topic can be a very interesting topic, a very lengthy topic. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. And today's conversation is going to be on support system. Support system. Now, let's not get a support system and a support group mixed up. You know, they're running right along the same lines and right along the same path, but there's a big difference between a support system and a support group. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go into the show. But right now we're going to talk about support system. Support system. Again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Chime in at any time and see, you know, add something to the conversation, see what you're going to bring to the table. See if you can share some insight and some experiences that you may have had in dealing with support systems and things of that nature. Again, parents, I say this is not only something for you, but it is also something for your child athlete as well, you know, because we all are in this thing together. And I always like to tell parents and share with others and, you know, different organizations and activities that I'm involved in throughout my community. Always like to share this information with them and say, hey, we're not here doing this alone. There's no one on this earth that's caught up in a vacuum that's going to be able to totally sustain his or her entire life, the whole entire time, alone. You have to do this with each other. You can't go into a bank and make a withdrawal if you're the only one standing in the bank. Somebody would have had to place the money in the bank. Somebody would have had to go back behind the counter and withdraw the money. Somebody would have had to open up the vault so you can get your money out. All these other things. If you don't believe that's so, drive up to an ATM and try to make a withdrawal. See if there's no one on the other side of that caller box and see how much you get. I know machines are evolving and times are changing, but even still, there's still somebody behind the scenes pushing those buttons to make those things or those particular pieces of electronics or mechanical device work. So, again, give us a call, 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Love to hear from you because we're talking about support systems today on the PCP Network, and I think it's going to be another wonderful show for everyone. Well, like I said, dear parents, support system not only applies to you, but it can also apply to your child, your student athlete as well. And I think first we're going to address it from their perspective. Okay? You know, if your athlete is involved in a team sport, and automatically it just tells you the answer to that question, okay? What was the question? Okay, how are they going to be able to survive, or how are they going to be able to maintain and sustain trying to be an individual on a team, involved in a team sport? They're not. You have to be actively engaged as a team to be successful. The conversation on the floor right now is, look at the game that Game 5 that was just played in the Eastern Conference game that was played last night between Boston and Miami. Now, individually, Miami came out there and they had two star players, a couple of the best players around in the country, a couple of the best players in the NBA, but they came out there with their individual game. They had no other supporting cast. They had no support system to back them up. They can go out there and get their 20 to 30 points or whatever, but if they don't have anyone else that scores above 10 points, as you seen last night, both of them gentlemen were well above 10 points. Next person on the scoring chart had 9 points, and no one else scored above 9 points. Now, on a roster of 12 to 15 guys, you can't find two or three others that can come out there and contribute, then guess what? You have somewhat of a problem. Let's flip the script a little bit. Look at Boston. Boston had a very strong support system. They had 5 guys that was in double figures. In other words, 5 guys that scored at least 10 points or more on their team. So their support system was a little bit more. They had a little bit more chemistry within the team to have a stronger support system. And that's what it all boils down to, parents. That's what it all boils down to. And you pass this on to your children as well. Having that chemistry, having that bond, having that cohesion, have that camaraderie. That little something that brings it all to the table. Having the right chemistry, the right timing, and the perfect fit, hey, you got something there. You have something there. You have something that can be, that's invaluable, or as they like to say on TV, that's priceless. Because when you got that chemistry, timing, and fit, you got a relationship that's unstoppable. So had Miami had that chemistry, timing, and fit, or had that true support system, they would have won that game last night. I believe they would have won that game last night, especially being in Miami. But seeing that they didn't have that chemistry, timing, and fit, and didn't have a strong support system, Boston was able to prevail. So Let's talk about support systems. Give us a call today at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We'd love to hear from you today and see what's on your mind on the issue when we're talking about support systems. Support systems. You know, parents, from our perspective, from our standpoint, as parents, you know, we may encounter some point in time that we don't understand the recruiting process, or we don't understand exactly how our child's game is being played, or the decisions that the coach is making, or what's the next step or the next level of play that your child can be involved in, or what's any other tangibles that they can get out of the game to ensure that the game remains fun for them. And that's where your support system comes into play. Those folks that you have surrounded yourself with that's bringing valuable information to the table, valuable information, valuable positive information to the table. If it is not valuable or positive information to the table, then guess what? Discard it. Move on. Cut your losses. Because you need to make sure that you surround yourself with those folks that's looking out for your child's best interest as well as you are. If they are not, then they're not the right person to be giving you advice. They're not the right person to be providing resources. They are not the right person that to be involved in your child's life or in your life, if that's the case, whether or not you're talking about a spouse or whether or not you're talking about a very close high school friend or whether or not you're talking about a coworker or just somebody that, you know, an associate or somebody that you're very good, you know, affiliated with. You have to have a strong support system. All these things are brought to the table for a reason. Again, we cannot survive in this world in a vacuum out here alone. It's not possible. It's not going to happen. So you have to have a strong support system. Let's look at this, and we're going to look at this here from a three or four prong breakdown. Okay, first let's look at who can support you. Who are some of the folks that you want to surround yourself with that are able to support you? We got relatives, we got friends, our employer, someone from a support or focus group. Okay. Now, I said I was going to touch on support system and support group. Now, a support group is a overall group of folks that have a common issue, and they're coming there to talk through this particular issue, or they're coming there to learn how to work through these particular issues, whether or not it's drug-related, alcohol, or medical-related issues, whatever, or just something simple as gambling, you know, or one of these other things that you go through, or depression, or whatever that you go through. You know, you have a support group, and they focus on, and you have a kind of sort of have a doctor or someone that's trained in that area to walk you through and guide you through from one step to the next step. We all heard about the 12-step process and all these other things that go along with it, but that's what they do at a support group. Now, a support system is focused around you or your child, in this case, if we're talking about your child. A support system is focused around you or your child. And a support system more or less is giving you advice, providing you with those little tidbits. At the same time, they're pointing you in the right direction, kind of like guiding you in the right direction with different resources and things that can really help you out. You know, they're providing time. They're sitting down, they're talking to you. You know, you may wake up in the middle of the night and you stressed out or had a bad dream or whatever it was, and now you need to pick up the phone and call somebody. Your support system will be there for you. You know, we look at it as being our close friend, our buddy, our comrade, or, you know, whatever, okay? That person is a person that you want to consider to be in your support system. Your support system is, think about it as we're talking about, you know, just basically the plumbing system in your house, okay? The water starts at one point. If we're talking about it, it starts at the hot water heater, okay? It starts from outside. Runs through a series of pipes into your house. And from once it gets into your house, if it's cold water, okay, it goes in one direction. If it's hot water, it goes into your, if it's going to be hot water, it goes into your hot water heater. Your hot water heater heats it up and then runs it through your plumbing system throughout your house. So in order, if you're upstairs, downstairs, or whatever, then you can just simply turn the faucet on and you'll have hot water. Now, with a true support system, if, for whatever reason, one link in that system breaks down or doesn't function properly, you're still able to get something out of it, and you may still be able to obtain water at the highest source if you're standing upstairs and you have a malfunction at some point in the system downstairs. Okay, you're still able to get something out of the pipe to some degree upstairs. But you still show somewhat of a malfunction. So what you want to do, you want to make sure that you take care of that malfunction or you I'm sorry, I've been distracted again by something I see here that's not quite right. But anyway, you want to make sure that if you do have a malfunction, that you put a Band-Aid over that or you make a quick repair or change that piece out real quick. You know, you don't want to sit and have a bad piece in your support system that's not going to allow you to get the best benefit out of whatever you're trying to do. So you want to make sure you make sure that you change that piece out as fast as possible if you notice that there is somewhat of a defect in it. And again, I said, you know, it's not going to totally stop you from being able to operate, but it will hinder your operation to some degree. So who can support you again? You know, you're talking about your relatives, your friends, your employer, you know, folks that are focused in, you know, in the support group. If you know somebody in the support group that's going through some of the same things, or somebody in the support group that have successfully went through it and benefited from it or learned the benefits from it, now you can have that person to kind of like support you. How can they support you? They can support you in various ways. You know, they can support you by providing resources or providing just time to sit and talk to you, or, you know, just being an aid to whatever situation that you're going through. Let's use an athlete, for example. Okay, you have an athlete, he's on the team, and he don't think that he's getting enough playing time. And he don't want to go to the parents to talk to about it. So what's the next option? You know, he's going to go to probably one of his friends that probably know just as much about the situation as he does, he or she does. But if he had a good support system around that child, then that child will be able to go to someone that can advise them. And that's what a support system does, bring that advice to the table. Someone that can advise them on where he or she is falling short and how to benefit from that or how to better himself from that. You know, we never want to look at a situation from a negative aspect. We always want to keep a situation on a positive note. You know, I say this and I've said this and I've learned this from Dr. Miles Monroe, and I believe I said this last week on the show as well. We never want to look at anything as being a problem. Look at things as being an opportunity. you know, opportunity to learn, opportunity to grow, an opportunity to manifest into something bigger and better. That's what we want to do. You look at things as being an opportunity. So you want to get your child involved in being able to reach out to folks that may be able to advise and guide them in a very positive way, or provide them the resources that he or she needs to, so that they're able to benefit and prosper from their experience. You know, so you want to provide that support system around, whether or not it's a someone that can work on dribbling, if we're talking about soccer, if we're talking about basketball, if we want to talk about something from field hockey, or if we want to talk about soccer, we want to talk about track, we want to work on the foot speed, catching, we're talking about football, anything, any of these things, somebody that can help them that knows something about it. And if you're not the overall everything, I know it all type person, okay, now you want to make sure that you get the right support folks around your child to make sure that he or she is able to benefit again from the experience. At the same time, you have to be comfortable with that person as well. So that person is kind of sort of part of your support system as well. Because when you have a question, who can you go to? The same person that you would ask to kind of like guide your child in the event that you fall short in that particular area. What do you really need from a support system? Well, some of the things that you need: advice, time, additional resources, information, finance, travel, travel information, any of these types of things. Anything that they can bring to the table that's on a positive note, that you think will be something beneficial to the overall success of your mission. Now, let me make this perfectly clear. Your support system is not somebody that you constantly decide that you want to sponge off of. And what I mean by that, just sit back and you just suck all the blood out of that person. Your support system is somebody that you want to make sure that you're taking the time, and you're gathering good advice from them. And at the same time, I'm not saying that you have to go out here and pay these people. Now, if you're paying these people, that I wouldn't consider that really a support system, because you're paying them for their service. But at the same time, you don't want to sit back and just totally suck these folks, folks in your support system. You don't want to just sit back and just drain them dry of all their resources, and you not bring anything tangible to the table. It has to be a give and take situation, parents. It has to be. If we're talking about your child, and your child's putting his or her all into the situation, and that coach or that personal trainer is seeing the benefits from it, okay, all well, fine, and then they're doing it because they want to do it. They're doing it because they do not feel obligated to be your support system. They're doing it because they feel that is the right thing for them to do. We all have to get in the mindset of giving. It's not always about taking. Close your hands up. Put your hands back in your pocket. It's not always about taking. We have to get into the mindset of giving. And if you're living and truly living by that thought, and taking everything else out of the equation, you will have a wonderful life, because your life will be so full of so much joy. Oh, man, unbelievable. But if you always walk around with your hand out thinking that somebody needs to hook you up, or somebody needs to take care of you, or you are always the recipient of everything and no one is a beneficiary, they're never going to benefit from any of that, and guess what? You're living in the wrong life, wrong world, at the wrong time. So remember that whoever's in your support system, whoever's part of your support system, they're doing this because they honestly believe that that's the right thing for them to do. They're not doing this for any monetary value. They're not doing this for a big payoff later on down the line. They're doing this out of the kindness of their heart. So if you decide, when you just start looking at these folks in your support system and you realize that someone is not doing it for that, for the best interest of you or your child or whoever, then that person does not need to be a member of your support system. Be very specific on who you can surround yourself with, because they should always, always bring a very positive note to the table. If they're not bringing a positive note to the table, then that person does not necessarily have to be or should be in your support system. You know, I could actually roll this conversation over from support system to talking about networking. And networking is another valuable part of having a very strong support system, because networking adds that extra value in there. Network adds that relationship that we all look towards. It adds that relationship that we all look towards. Well, I'm trying to see. I think I have a caller on the air, and I may have a few minutes to answer this caller. Let's see what this caller wants to say. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the PCP Network. Did you have something that you wanted to add in there? Sorry, it took me so long to get to you. Hello, caller. I am talking to the caller at number 3592. Hello, caller. 3592. Area code 75.
Hello.
Hello, yes, caller. Did you have something that you wanted to add to the conversation?
I don't think so. I must have hit the button by mistake.
Okay, well, we welcome you to the PCP Network, and glad that you had a chance to call it. Listen to our show. Hopefully you got something out of the show, and hopefully there was some information that you may decide to put in your little toolbox later on down the line.
Really enjoyed the piece on support systems. I think it's a very important thing for me. As I'm going through the routine of getting myself in the habit of exercising daily, support system is something I needed. So it doesn't matter whether you're talking support systems for sports or your personal life or work or whatever it is you're talking about. I think it's very important to have a strong support system. So I really enjoyed that piece.
Okay, okay. Well, we thank you. We thank you. And thank you for calling in today. And it just so happened you hit that button by accident, but that's no problem at all. We appreciate you taking the time and giving us a call here at the PCP Network. Well, we're getting ready to wind down, and it has been a very interesting show. You know, anytime you want to reach us, you can reach us at pcphr@aol.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network as well. And check us out on Facebook. We also have a Facebook page up. Parents, Coaches, Parents Network page up on Facebook. And we have a website that's slowly but surely being developed. And you can check out that website at pcpn.info, pcpn.info. Well, this has been M.H. Scott, the host of the PCP Network. And as always, we had a wonderful time talking to you, and glad we had that call to call in and share a little insight on and support system. A support system applies in any situation, not necessarily just for parents and sports and things like that, but in any situation. As that caller stated, that she was looking at or working towards doing something for her workout regimen. So I'm going to close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, since I haven't heard him today. Close us out there, Keith.
up a student of the game. Yeah, people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Making smart cool. I appreciate it.